Section 2. You will hear a speaker talking about cooking a chicken dish. First, you will have some time to look at questions 11 to 15. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 15. Thanks for joining us. It is a pleasure to be here with you in Canada. This is actually my first visit to your amazing country. Now for our cooking demonstration today, I'm going to show you how to make a main chicken dish, which is a healthy meal but allows you to keep preparation time and washing up to a minimum. With a few slight alterations, the dish could serve quite well at an adult dinner party or as part of a family dinner. First of all, you'll need to preheat your oven as evenly as possible to 180 degrees Celsius. Now you'll need one chicken breast per dinner guest. These should be skinless, boneless, and trimmed nicely. Place the chicken pieces in a medium-depth oven dish with the thicker sides together. Remember that using the fan on the oven is a useful way of distributing heat as evenly as possible, but a fan will cause your oven to be slightly hotter at the front than the back. For this reason, put the thinner parts of the chicken towards the back of the oven so that your chicken pieces are more likely to cook evenly with the thicker parts at the front in the warmer part of the oven. Once you've got your chicken laid out in your dish, sprinkle oregano generously over the chicken. You know, oregano is such a useful herb, and interestingly enough, its dried form is usually more full of flavor than when it is fresh. It's a fantastic flavoring for many different types of meat dishes and is a staple herb used in Greek and Italian cookery. Oregano has an aromatic, warm but slightly bitter taste. It goes really well with lemony flavors, which we will soon also add to this particular dish. The next thing that you will need to do is add the lemon. Now you can just squeeze the lemon juice over the top of the chicken, but even better is to grate the outside of the lemon and to add what we call the zest from the rind. This gives a much zestier, rounded flavor, which is a fantastic accompaniment to the oregano. You now have some time to read questions 16 to 20. Now listen carefully and answer questions 16 to 20. Next, slice up some cheese and add it to your baking dish. The best type of cheese for this kind of dish is feta cheese. Most people have tried feta at some point, but if you are not familiar, it is a semi-soft cheese traditionally made in Greece, Turkey, and other countries in the Balkan Peninsula. Very easy to get these days, and it's available in several varieties in most supermarkets in Canada. Cut the cheese into generous chunks. Maybe 2 or 3 per person is a good guideline, and place them in the dish with your meat. Then, drizzle some olive oil on top of the chicken pieces and the cheese to aid their browning. And the final thing you need to add before you put them in the oven is a sprinkling of black pepper. Since feta is a salty cheese, you should not add any extra salt before cooking. But you may wish to put a salt cellar on the table for guests who have a preference for saltier foods. The dish will take around 25 minutes to cook. Remember to make sure that the meat is cooking evenly and turn the dish part way through cooking if necessary. For serving at a dinner party, I would suggest that you serve with olives, salad, and garlic bread. For a family meal, you could serve with potatoes or rice and freshly steamed vegetables. Chicken is an excellent source of protein and a rich source of most B vitamins. However, chicken skin is high in saturated fat and should be removed before eating, as we have done for this recipe. We've used white chicken breast here. It could be replaced by thighs if you prefer, but remember, darker meat is higher in fat. If you find it hard to cook chicken correctly, though, chicken thighs can be useful to use instead of the white meat, as they are less likely to dry out if you overcook them. Well, I hope that you and your family and dinner guests enjoy this dish. In the next session, we are going to look at the preparation of a main meal involving salmon. That is the end of section 2. You will now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 3.